He rummaged in the pile of supplies from the backpack and pulled out the bottle of Corellian brandy, almost half full. "I know you don't drink as a rule, but is there any chance this could help?" Obi-Wan blinked at him. "You brought brandy?" "I thought we might need it," he said, knowing he sounded defensive. "Alcohol's a disinfectant. I thought in case..." He stared as Obi-Wan held out his hand. "Are you sure?" "No," said the Jedi, shrugging. "But I've tried everything else I can think of, and none of it's working." He gave Obi-Wan the bottle, watched him unscrew the cap, and tip its contents down his throat. Cough, splutter, come close to throwing it straight back up. "That truly is revolting," Obi-Wan croaked eventually. "You drink it for pleasure? You must be mad." Bail retrieved the emptied bottle. "To each his own, but you should eat something now. That amount of brandy on an empty stomach is asking for trouble." He handed over the half-eaten meal pack. "Go on." Obi-Wan eyed the Nerf patties sourly. "I'm not hungry." "I don't care." Scowling, ungracious, Obi-Wan snatched the container, poked the cold meat with one finger, then ate it morsel by morsel, gagging. When the container was empty, he discarded it, then sat cross-legged with his head bowed and his hands on his knees. "So?" Bail asked eventually. "What's the verdict?" Obi-Wan pressed his fingers to his eyes. "It's a little better," he said at last. "The voice is... it's muffled now. A whisper again instead of a shout." He sounded surprised. "It would appear alcohol helps?" Bail pulled a face. "In that case, we should have brought the rest of the Black Moon ale, too." "No," said Obi-Wan, letting his hands drop. "Because if alcohol muffles the voice, it might also interfere with my already limited ability to..." His head jerked back and he toppled sideways slowly. And so, the first visions of the day began. "Stang," said Bail wearily, and began to repack their supplies.